Okay, as I said, I'm the first speaker here. I'm going to talk to you about how MEDIC affects soil, actually bacteria, so bacterial communities. And first of all, there's a mistake here. This name should be the other way around, so it's René Petri, not Petri René. But anyway, so this is MEDIC here. It's a forage legume, and the idea here is to introduce organic nitrogen into a cropping system to replace some of the inorganic nitrogen. But at the same time, we wanted to find out what effect that would have on soil bacteria. So we had 18 treatments arranged in a 2x3x3 split plot design. And the main plots were either MEDIC or no MEDIC. And the subplots were three rotation crops, so three crops in rotation. So flax, oat, and wheat in rotation. And each phase of this rotation was present every year. And so here we have the wheat crop here, and that's the MEDIC down there. And the subplots were nitrogen rate. So this is where we're applying the nitrogen. We do a soil test, and the required amount is then, so the treatments here were either 20% of the soil test recommendation, or 60%, or 100%, in other words, the whole requirement. So these were the three levels of treatments. Now, this trial was established in 2003, but we sampled the soils in 2011 for microbiological analysis in the summer of 2011 at about flag leaf stage of the wheat. And we use spiral sequencing for the soil bacteria in this study. So at phylum level, we identified 16 phyla, of which those three were the most predominant, from 38 to 12%. The rest of them were less than 10%. And we also calculated diversity indices of the microbial data, and both CHAO1 index and Shannon index of diversity increased with MEDIC. However, if we look at the community structures in all these treatments, and this is principal component analysis, you'll see that principal component one here is separating treatments according to whether they have MEDIC on the right-hand side or they don't have MEDIC on the left-hand side. So MEDIC on this side and no MEDIC on that side. And not only that, so the ones that had MEDIC were actually associated more with proteobacteria and bacterial deaths, whereas the ones that didn't have MEDIC were associated with those microorganisms there. So even though, as I said, microbial diversity increased with MEDIC, but it actually had different effects on different types of bacteria, because it actually, MEDIC increased proteobacteria, and have put in brackets here an example of the genus in that group that was affected. So it increased proteobacteria and decreased actinobacteria. As you can see, no MEDIC associated with actinobacteria and MEDIC associated with proteobacteria. And so our conclusion then is, although MEDIC increased microbial diversity, it actually affected different microorganisms differently. Thank you.